Blog Talk Radio. time, I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
Have done.
Look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful. The victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful. Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Again, beautiful song selection. Once again, grateful. Grateful. Oh, is anybody grateful this morning? Are we grateful in spite of whatever our situation might be? Are we grateful? I tell you, one thing that will lift your spirits is to think of his goodness, his mercy, and his grace. In that first song, it talked about every praise to our God. Every word of worship is to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is to our God. Hallelujah is the highest praise, a universal praise, a praise that we can give unto him. Can you praise him through your troubles? Can you praise him when you're down and deep in the valley? Can you praise him? Can you praise him? Can you praise him in spite of how you feel? It's only two times to praise God, is when you feel like it and when you don't. Sometimes we need to offer up a sacrifice of praise. And praising sometimes we have to praise him in faith. Hallelujah. Sometimes you may not feel anything, but knowing if you could just have a thought in your mind to think of his goodness toward you, his mercy, his judgments, they are true, they are right, they are just, hallelujah, and his will is a perfect will, hallelujah. In this we should praise him. You know that there is a privilege of being a child of God. there is a privileges that we have that the world don't have, that there are things that are allotted to us is not allotted to everybody, because one thing of it is we have made Jesus our choice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are royal priesthood. Hallelujah. We are all ambassadors. No matter what your title is, you are representative of Christ. Praise the Lord. And in that, there are certain privileges that you have that others just don't have. And that is, it deserves a praise to him. It deserves just a love uplifting to him. He deserves our praise. He's worthy of our praise. Sometimes we just need to talk about it, talk it up. Hallelujah. Talk about him. Make you feel better. It make your vision even better. Praise the Lord. I won't keep you long today, but I just want to offer up a praise to God. Praise the Lord. We're going to still be in Romans. Easy lesson. Nothing hard about it. Romans, the 8th chapter. Nothing hard about it. We're going to just give God a little praise and encourage his people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. Anybody out there want to tell God thank you? And thank you for just being God. Thank you because of who he is, we give him glory. Hallelujah. Because of who he is, we give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because of who you are, I will lift my hands. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. You ever want to just give him some praise? You ever just want to tell him thank you? Situations could be much worse than they are. Just we are used to pray and thank God for things are as well as they are. Hallelujah. No matter how messed up they may be, but I pray and I thank him for things as well as they are. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, Father, we come thanking you for yet another day that you allowed us to come together, another chance. We count that as a privilege, even a blessing, Father God, that you would look upon our golden moments as you dispatch our angel of love, as we lie in the image of death, as we slumber and we slept, Father God, but you touched us with the finger of love, and we looked upon a day that we'd never seen before. We tell that thank you. You're giving us health and strength to dress ourselves and be on our merry way, Father. You enclose us in our right mind. We just want to give you some praise and some great glory and some honor this day. Your name is due the praise this day, Lord. We just want to tell you thank you, and we love you. In Jesus' name, consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans, the 8th chapter. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I believe we left off around about that 15th verse. I believe the last one. No, the 16th verse. I believe the last one. We read just the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Praise the Lord. In verse 17, and if children, being heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. And it's beautiful knowing that our suffering, our labor down here is not in vain. Hallelujah. But God looks at every trial, every struggle, everything, how people try to persecute you and discredit you or put you down or say that you're not what you are, just to do anything to try to cause harm, hurt, or danger to you. God looks at that, and it is through our suffering and our faithfulness that God is allowing us to be made perfect through the things that we go through, our suffering. Hallelujah. That we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Hey, hallelujah. listen to that verse again. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Listen, it don't even compare. See, one thing about it, what people don't realize and often forget, that the devil, he has been in hell. He knows what's awaiting. He's seen all that. Hallelujah. And he had to be kicked out. He go and busy go before the throne and try to appease us daily. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he hates you because he know what? He is prepared for you. And if you accept, hallelujah, Jesus Christ and what he has done, the suffering that you go through cannot be compared to the glory which shall be revealed. Hallelujah. The glory that shall be revealed. Even now, as we go through our daily lives, but we keep our mind stayed on the Lord, he will allow us to be in heavenly places and with heavenly peace. Hallelujah. This peace that the world do not understand. It can comprehend it. Hallelujah. You can have peace in the midst of your storm, in the midst of your troubled people all around you can't understand why you have joy when they feel like you should have a bowed down head or a broken heart. But the joy that the Lord will give you, the glory that he would allow you to abide in, hallelujah, which shall be revealed in us, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons, hallelujah, of God. You see, if the Spirit be in us, Christ is in us. He dwells in the heart by faith, praise God. Grace is the soul. Hallelujah. Grace is in the soul in its new nature. Praise the Lord. The soul is alive to God and has begun its holy happiness, which shall endure forever. Hallelujah. 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 That right there should make you rejoice in the midst of your trials. Hallelujah. In the midst of your going through. That we suffer in this present time. Hallelujah. That our suffering is not in vain. But if we be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the word of the Lord, that labor, when you're laboring, even if you're laboring with yourself day in and day out, trying to be the best that you can be for God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that you're showing what is acceptable unto God as you go through, hallelujah, as you go through each trial and tribulation and each heartbreak and each a trying and that wicked patience within you, hallelujah. But you go ahead and let that patience have its perfect work. Listen, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanities, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Praise God. Put this together. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. See, this is a fight that we go through because within us we have, hallelujah, hallelujah, good and evil within in us, and some would call it the spirit, hallelujah, and the flesh. The flesh, it cannot want the things of God, hallelujah, hallelujah, but the spirit, man, wants the things of God. So it is a continual fight to who will be fed or who will be led. Will we lean with our free will? Will we lean after the flesh, or will we yearn towards the spirit, man? But how to overcome the flesh is trying to meditate on the Lord, trying to read of his word. This creature was made subject to vanity. We were made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by some reason of who had subjected the same in hope, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage. We're going to be delivered from this bondage. We're over there in Psalm 51 said we were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Hallelujah. From the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travail in pain together until now. Praise the Lord. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our bodies. Listen, hey, hallelujah. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Hey, I like that. Knowing that, this is a part of faith as well, because we know that faith is the substance of things. What? Hope for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in our waiting, hallelujah, in our waiting, in our trusting, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Likewise, the Spirit also helped our infirmity, the Spirit man, hallelujah. The Spirit man and the Spirit of God helped our infirmities. Well, we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit, it makes an intercession for us. The Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, makes an intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. Even our own groaning, sometimes you don't even have words. You can't put it into words. Maybe some hurt or something things you want God to know, something it groans within you. Seven. Sometimes all you have is just a Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But in these utterance that we can give to God, one thing about it, verse 27 will help us out. It says, and he that searches the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. See, it has to be. It has to be in your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people say true things come from the heart. You may blurt out something. You say, oh, I didn't mean that. But yes, you did, because it came from the heart. you didn't have time to fix it up. But the heart speaks out sometimes. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's just a Lord have mercy. Lord help me. Hallelujah. The mind don't have time to try to prop it up and fix it all up. But the heart can speak swift and quick and get straight to the point. For God will search that heart. Hallelujah. And when he searched that heart, he knew what's in the mind of that Spirit, because intercessions can be made for us according to the will of God. How vastly different are the sentences of the word and the segments of the world. Listen, concerning the sufferings of this present time. Indeed, the whole creation seems to wait with earnest expectation for the period when the children of God shall be manifested in the glory prepared for them. There is an impurity, deformity, and an infirmity which has come upon the creature by the fall of man. There is an emptiness of one creature to another, and because of sin, because, you know, we were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. That's why we should ever, forever give God the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank him for he giving his only begotten son that we could be redeemed, that we could have a chance at life, and that we could be redeemed and salvation be rendered unto us. Here it is, hallelujah. In its form, there is enmity of one creature unto another, and they are used and abused, rather, by men as instruments of sin. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. That's why it is a necessity every time that we would think of God and would be in God. We would ask for forgiveness when we ever quickly repent. Repent, for we need, it's a must that we stay in God, because he is the only one that can save us from ourselves. From ourselves. He that searches the heart knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Not our purpose, but according to his purpose. We was made, hallelujah, we was made to worship him. I don't care what you think your purpose is, one of your purpose and most important purpose. You were made to come to know God and to live according, hallelujah, and to praise him and to worship him and to adore him and to give him thanks for what he has done for you and to tell others of his goodness so that they may come and see how and taste how good and perfect he is and to know that there is a higher calling, which is a high calling in Christ Jesus, that every Christian, hallelujah, woman, man, boy, or girl that is born into this world, that they would be predestined and that they would come to know God, for whom he did foreknown, he also did predestinate to become, to be conformed into the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Moreover, how he did predestinate them, he also called, listen, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. Oh, that sounds pretty good. I need to read that again. Romans 8, chapter 30, verse says, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. So the question is asked, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I love that question. The question is asked in verse 31. What shall we say? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us. I can stop right there. If God be for us, if God say you are redeemed, if God say you have been forgiven, if God say you are holy, if God say you are upright, if God say you're going to make it, if God say he's going to carry you through, if God say he's going to heal you, if God say he's going to strengthen you, if God say he's going to make a way out of no way, oh, hallelujah, who can be against us? Who can be against God? Hallelujah. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? That question is asked. He that spared his own son, but delivered him up for us. For God so loved the world, John 3:16, hey, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believing in him shall not perish, hey, but have everlasting life. Oh, hallelujah. Eternal in the heavens, he that believeth. Hey, when you believe it, you're going to receive it. I'm telling you, when you believe it, you're going to receive it. What shall we then say to the things? If God be for us, oh, hallelujah. If God be for you, oh, we could stop right there. If God be for you, if If God said hallelujah, hey, hallelujah. If God said it's so, it's so. If God, all things, hallelujah, hallelujah, is subjected unto him. If God be for us, who can be against us? Who can stand against the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who can stand? Hallelujah. Who can stand against whatever God say is so? Oh, hallelujah. Who can have all against you enough to say, oh, hallelujah. If God be for us, hallelujah. If God be for you, if God say you are forgiven, hallelujah. If God say no matter what the flesh you have done in the flesh, if God say hallelujah, then it's done. Hallelujah. Who can be against us if God is for us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Hallelujah. 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 He delivered him up for us all. Hallelujah. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Look, God wants to bless you. God wants to deliver you. God wants to set you free. God wants to make you, hallelujah, hallelujah, spiritually successful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You got to know it. You got to know it that God wants the best for you. There's a song that said, he saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me, could only think of what they can have against me, that I wouldn't be forgiven. Oh, hallelujah, that I wouldn't be set free. Oh, that I wouldn't soar. Hallelujah. Try to put things on me that would push me down and discourage me. But God looked beyond that, hallelujah, and seen the best in me, what he had created. Hallelujah. The seed that he has put down within me, and he was nourished, that he saw the best in me when everyone else around me, they could only see the worst. Hallelujah. They could only try to think of things that they could have against me, that they choose not to love me and let me love them. They choose not to let the freedom reign. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the freedom reign, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If God be for us, who can be against us? Listen. He didn't spare not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. And how shall he not? Listen, it's asking you, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Listen. We got to remember this when we deal with one another. It's a necessity that we show love to one another because we were made in his image. And think about that. Sometimes we want to have all to one another. We need to quickly try to love one another because we don't want to become the enemy of God, though we are his children. But in that, if we're not walking after the Spirit and watch how and just buy that old flesh, either. Flesh don't want the things of God. The flesh wants you to stay at enmity. The flesh wants you to be separated. Hallelujah. But love, hallelujah, looked beyond my fault and he saw my needs. And what I needed was more of him. I needed him. We used to sing a song, I need thee every hour. Oh, bless me. bless me. Yes, sir. My Savior. I come to thee, but I need you. I need you. I see if I'm left to myself, I lean to my own understanding. I walk after that flesh more and more, and I start to despise that spirit. That spirit of God that wants to clean me up and separate me and make me do his will. That spirit that groan after God, that yearn for righteousness. Oh, hallelujah. And to not only yearn after righteousness, but to just be right and do the right thing and walk after the Spirit. Hallelujah. That Spirit that will make intercession for me. That Spirit never go before as I'm being persecuted or as the adversary is trying to find all things that he can discredit me, discount me, and put me down and press me down. But I need the Lord. I need my lawyer to talk up for me. And after that, the only I must give him something to work with, the only way he can present things, hallelujah, in my behalf, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You must have this testimony that you love God in spite of, hallelujah. You love God in spite of people that make you irritated. You love in spite of God, hallelujah, in spite of people that would be ignorant of the fact that you're only trying to do the will of God. You're only trying to do the best that you can do. And if I fall by any chance, why shouldn't you be praying for me? Why you should be hoping for me instead of joining hands with the devil and accounting things? Oh, hallelujah. Why I shouldn't be where I am? Why I shouldn't be blessed? Why God should not uplift me, uphold me, and not be the apple of his eye. But as I'm being the apple of his eye, I'm encouraging you to try to, for you to be the apple of his eye as well. Repent, rejoice, and be exceedingly glad, knowing that your heavenly Father, hey, when you do these good works, you glorify him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You glorify him in the name of Jesus. Hey, hallelujah. And he that searches the heart of knowing what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he makes an intercession for us. And we know that all things work together.
Yes,
hallelujah. For the good of him that love God, to him who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknown, he also, listen, predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Jesus, our big brother, the firstborn of many brothers. But he made a sacrifice for us that we could be holy as well. Be it, moreover, did he predestinate them, he also called. After he predestinated, it was predestined what we were going to be. It was predestined that we were going to choose God. It was predestined that we were going to accept Jesus. It was predestined that we were going to ask for the Holy Spirit. It was predestined that we were going to walk after his will and do his will and his way. It was predestined from the beginning, from the foundation of the world. It was predestined.
Yes,
only thing you need to do is just get on board. It was already predestined.
Get on board.
Then he called them, he also glorified. Oh, God. And whom he justified, then he also, glorified. Then he also justified. In whom he justified, then he also glorified. I'm going to read it one more time. Then he also justified. He also justified. Then he also glorified. Oh, hallelujah. What shall we say? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What shall we say to these things of God before us? God did all that for us. Who can be against us? God, you have bought you with a price. Hallelujah. And we go around here. We don't even act like we've been paupers. We've been set up. We've been given kingship and don't even realize we're a royal priesthood, and we act like the devil so freely, want to tear down one another and pull down one another instead of praying for one another, uplifting one another, that we may be what God has called us to be. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Who is he that condemning? Think about it. Hallelujah. Who is he that condemning? It is Christ that died. Listen. Yea, rather, hallelujah, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Lord have mercy. Think about who shall, God has said it all. He has equipped you for success. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? He's worthy of the praise. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall
tribulation, the thing that you go through. It told you up there early in those verses. It don't even compare of that glory that he's gonna. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, taste and see that he's good. Hey, see, our tribulation, our distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long.
All the day
we are
long.
Counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Yes, sir.
Nay, means no. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We are more. We are conquerors. Hey, I feel his Holy Spirit. We are victorious because of him. Hallelujah. Because of him, we are victorious. Because of what he has done, and when we accept what he has done, we are victorious. We are victorious. Yet
yes,
we're going
Lord.
Through. You go through the fire sometime, but that's all right. Come here, Hebrew boy. Come here.
Yes, hallelujah. Sir. Yes, sir.
They decided, hallelujah, that no matter what trial you put up on me, King, Nebuchadnezzar, we still go.
Man,
we ain't gonna bow to what you want because we know somebody. We know somebody.
I mean,
we cannot be in a bow or worship you. This golden image that you set up up there. We know somebody. We know somebody. I just can't do Christ like that because I love him too much. I know somebody.
Yes,
oh, hallelujah. Man, all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
Yeah.
For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor the things present, nor the things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor of any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Our Lord, but what he's been too good for me not to give him some praise, give him some glory. He's been
too good
for me not to obey his will, his way, obey his word. He's been too good to me for me to separate myself. It's been too good for me, the best that I try to do, but even when I fail, he picked me up, and even when I'm discouraged, he builds my spirits. When I'm down low, he lifts me, he encourages me, he stretches me, and tell me, go on a little while longer. I can't. Hallelujah. Not that, not I. Nor them, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me. You can't separate me. You can't separate me. Oh, hallelujah. I thank him. He's done too much for me. I can't separate me. I can't help but do his will because I've tasted and I've seen that it's good. I found him to be a friend. I found him to be an uplifter. I found him that he's to be my all and my all. Only thing that I ever hoped to be. I'm fully committed to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, boy, I realize that it's in him that I live and I move and I have my being. It is in him that I'm able to stand. It is in him that I can keep my mind regulated. It is in him that I can think the way that I'm supposed to think. It is in him that I can talk the way that I'm supposed to talk. It is in him, but if he leave me to myself, I'll fall because this old flesh. But I gotta stay with God that he can keep this flesh up under subjection. Hallelujah. Thank you. He's good, y'all. He's good. These are the very privileges of being a child of God. The privileges of being a child of God. And also I try to express to your hope prospect under tribulation. Still keep your hope no matter what you go through. Hallelujah. Don't let just because you're down, but count it as God thought you were worthy to let you suffer. Hallelujah. For one thing about it, children, if we suffer, we'll reign with him. If we'll keep the faith, hallelujah, because we have been a diligently one stand on the battlefield. Just because war comes, you don't run away or you don't scatter, but you hold on to that that you know that is able to keep you, to hold you in the midst of the storm, to make your day a little bit brighter, to increase your faith that you may walk on. You take that little hope that you have and you strengthen it with that sustenance. Hey, you strengthen it. Every round takes you higher and higher. The devil thought he was doing you service when he pressed you down, but he's only pressing you down that you may bow down on your knees and, Father, I stretch my hands to thee, knowing the help that I know. You find yourself getting stronger when you surrender and say, Lord, not my will, but thine will be done. Let's go back to the garden, man. Let's just go back to the garden. When Jesus, the weight of the world was on his shoulder in the garden of Gethsemane, he asked, could this cup be removed?
Thank you, Lord.
But then he said, nevertheless, not my will. Oh, God. Hey, but thine will be done. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Not my will, but thine will be done. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise. Praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Be
the
good.
Point about service.
Good.
At our point about service, we ought to just tell God thank you. You don't have to push the one button. You don't have to let me know. You don't have to let Brother D know. You can just tell God, thank you.
God, thank you.
Tell your personal Savior, Lord, I just tell you,
yes,
thank you, Lord.
I thank you.
I tell you, if you praise him even in the silence, just you're him, you're going to eventually bring it out. You're going to bust open because you can't keep that all within. You think about every time he blessed you, every time he answered your prayer, every time he delivered you, every time he's forgiven you, every time he set you free, every time he strengthened you when you have failing and you wouldn't even give a nickel for yourself, but God gave all that he had for you. Hallelujah. Jesus said, he gave it all that you might, that you might accept him. Hallelujah. That you might, he helped you make a way out of no way because you're born in sin and listen, and you're shaping in iniquity because of this flesh. But he gave that spiritual man that he would be spiritual, that spiritual man that he would listen to him. And the only thing God have to do is call. And the spirit will answer. Oh, hallelujah. The only thing he have to do is speak, and the winds, they obey. Only thing he have
obey.
To do. Hallelujah. Peace.
Yes,
oh, that's all he have to do is say peace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. I love him. I adore him. Can't get enough of him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you in the name of Jesus. We just want to tell him thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
Victory.
It
belongs to Jesus. Victory. Hallelujah. Because he died. Victory. Because he lived. Victory. Because he rose. Victory. Hallelujah. Victory. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's good. Hallelujah. He's good. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. so
thank
good.
You, Jesus.
He's so good to me.
Mm-hmm.
So good to us.
Thank you, Jesus.
So yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love him. I adore him. Hallelujah. Victory. Hallelujah. Who can stand against the Lord? No one can.
No one
will. Victory. It belongs to Jesus. He paid for it with his very life. Victory.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah.
The price that no man could pay.
Amen.
No man could pay.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you,
Jesus. Praise the Lord. We thank him. We thank him for giving. What a privilege it is. What a privilege it is. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What a privilege it is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. But we thank him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We love him.
Yes,
we adore him. It was Brother D, it was him, but Brother D, I was gonna do I was gonna say a little bit, give a couple of scriptures and close it on that. Thank you, Jesus. He made a difference.
Yes, he made a difference.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can't tell him thank,
thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank him enough. I'm so glad that he showed up this morning and showed out. I just want to tell God, thank you for just being God. I thank him for loving me. I thank him for protecting me, keeping me from all hurt, harm, or danger. And knowing that it's not me, but knowing that it's God and God alone that keeps me. First, giving unto God who's truly the head of my life. So glad that he is. I thank him for the word this morning. Powerful word from a powerful servant. And I just want to tell God, thank you. I thank you that he keeps my ass, the Lord, to continue to bless him. Continue to keep him. That he will continue to grow stronger and stronger in God's word. Rev, giving us some food this morning. Everybody that's listening should be like Brother D. Right now I'm about to bust open. I'm so full.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm about
thank
to
you,
bust
Jesus.
Open. I say again, I'm
thank
about
you,
to
Jesus.
Bust open because I'm so full.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord has given it to him, and he has given it to us,
you,
just as God
thank
gave
you,
it. And you know,
in the process of
real preaching and teaching us the word of God, as he was feeding us this morning, the Lord put it on me to go and look at something. And you hear me say all the time, it should be something said, a verse, or a sentence, or a word, or something. It should touch me, Ariel. Now, I looked at a word this morning as Ariel was going through, and it was a few verses that he gave us. So we are saved by hope. Since but hope that is seen is not hope. Then he gave us another verse over here. He says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Then he told us, he said, it is written, for they shall, for their sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. You know, I was looking at some verses. Then there was another verse Rep gave this morning. It says, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, he said, them he also justified. And whom he justified, he also glorified.
Yes, sir.
Who shall we then say things if God be for us? Who can be against you? Then I tried to be smart. You know, I'm known to be dumb. So I tried to be smart this morning. And I'm just dumb when it comes to the love of God. I tried to be smart this morning, but I went and looked up a word. And I want to give my sister and brother something, and I know they got it already, but I just want to give it to them again. Here's what the word says. It says, if you say that something was predestinated, you mean that it could not, now I love this part here, it says, you mean that it could not have been prevented or changed because it had already been decided by the power such as God. You said God has already determined. God has already determined how we could do these things before we do them. He had already determined how man was going to go astray, but how man would be able to be saved and engrafted back into his holy in the name of Jesus before it was ever done. And then they said this book was written over 2,000 years ago. How could you know something over 2,000 years ago before it come to pass in 2023? He had already laid the roadmap. You see what I'm saying? Rev, he had already laid the roadmap for man. Whom he did predestinate. See, God had predestinated us, sisters and brothers. All we got to do is grab a hold. This morning, all we got to do is grab a hold. Oh, I thank the Lord this morning. I thank the Lord. Real said, who can be against you? And then he said, I let nothing separate me. This is why we should let nothing separate us from the love of God. Because God has already set the roadmap for us, already predestinated the way for man before man was man. So how can we let something separate us? I let nothing separate me from the love of God. I just love that real. He predestinated. Aren't you glad that he predestinated Reverend Henry before Reverend Henry was Reverend Henry? I'm so glad that he predestinated Brother D before I was ever one. Before my mother knew me, he predestinated in the name of Jesus. God had already laid the roadmap for me before I ever was. He was. And I just tell God, thank you. Thank you again for the word, my Lord and Savior. Pray that as we close out our work week, there's no better way than to end these 5 days with the word of God. We pray that the Lord will keep us and protect us and guide us through these next few days, and we will meet again on Monday morning.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Predestiny.
Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Strangers and foreigners. Strangers and foreigners. Strangers and foreigners. God calls us to live by faith, believing that he will fulfill his promises. Hallelujah. You know, it says, God calls us to live by faith. Believe that faith, that keep that hope that takes you beyond your situation. Believing that. And to believe is to accept something as true. Hallelujah. Remember, I always say when you believe it, you receive it. Well, when you receive the gift, when you believe in the gift and the gift of the gift.
That's it.
He that believes that God is, and he is a rewarder.
Yes, sir.
It's right there in the book.
Yes,
he's a rewarder. I've been there. It's in the book.
You're diligently seeking.
Not halfway seeking, because when halfway seeking, you leave room for doubt, and you leave room for wonder, you leave room for double-mindedness. But when you diligently, regardless of what men may say or what they may think, but you believe in the word is faithful. Over in Revelation 21, believe not there about your terminal, but you said these words are faithful, and they are what? True.
True.
You can accept them. You can accept them. You can stand on them.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Now, God calls us to live by faith, believing that he will fulfill his promises. He will do it. He will do it. He will do it each and every time. He'll do it. But you have to do something. See, God is a covenant God. He's like this. If you do this for me, this is what I'll do for you.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes,
because he has our best interest in mind, because he sees us on the way to destruction. So he want to save us, give us salvation that will save us from the very effects of evil that will bring us, hallelujah, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We will come to realize that God, what we know, you taught us. And
yes.
What we have, you gave it to us. Hallelujah.
Gave it to
us. That's how we can be a blessing. And we can
and
tell of his goodness. Not that we overcome by ourselves, but we have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Yes.
We have overcome because we have received the overcomer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, thank you, Lord. He's so good. He's so wonderful.
Yes, he is.
He's so kind. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. At home. Thank you. And she sends in strangers and foreigners, and also she sends in home. Home, it says, hope means the most to those who have lived without it. Hey. Hey, I read that again. It says, hope means the most to those who have lived without it. Oh, that's wonderful. May our God help us to live in security, to know each day the belonging that we have as members of his family is by faith in Jesus Christ, and to the understanding the rights and benefits of having our home in him. Hallelujah. Home. Hallelujah. We pilgrims passing through. We're going home. Hallelujah. Hope means the most to those who have lived without it. When you have lived without something, oh, hallelujah, and then you finally get it, you can appreciate it because you know what it was to be without it. Hallelujah. People that have always had, they can't appreciate it. They cannot appreciate it, but people that have had it rough, people that have had to struggle, people that have had to make ends meet, people that had to go without, people have had to lean and hope for the next meal. People have to search. They can understand what it is to be found. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
They have been lost, and they can rejoice when they are found. They are been without direction, and then have been given direction. They can most appreciate it when they've been without it.
Yes.
You can't appreciate none when everything's been just given to you. But when you had to work, when you had to share brownie tears, when you had to struggle, and when God finally make a way, you can rejoice and be exceedingly glad. But my God, my deliverer.
my lifter.
You know what it is to be lifted because you've been down. You know what it is to be having hope because you've been without it. You've been in despair. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You was about to give up a God some way. Somehow, bro, you out. Oh, how, and that's what you were hoping for, even when your faith got a little weak. But that's what you were hoping for. God made those brownie tears turn into tears of joy. Hallelujah.
Joy.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I've seen that many funerals where people have been broken and hurting, loss of a loved one, crying without hope, but God moved into the service, and before the end, it was a celebration where people were shouting and praising and giving God the glory and the honor, thanking him for what he has done, thanking him for the life he allowed him to live. Hey, I seen him do it each and every time. My God. My God.
My God.
Hey, my God. Our God. Our God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when you've been without that hope, hallelujah, you can most appreciate it when God strengthened that hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God, love you. So do I. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
When you hear a word, when you hear a word like we heard this morning, when you hear the word like we heard this morning, you should have a better understanding on why you are here and say, I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. When you look at the scripture and the word that Rev given us this morning, it just shows the true love that God has for man. That's why I let nothing.
Yes.
Nothing shall separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
I'm like my little cousin said, God been too good to us for us to lay down on it. He just been too good to us. For to lay down on him, for to give up on him. He's just been too good, real. He's just too good. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
My Lord, my Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And when I was a kid, real, we used to sing a song that says, I love the Lord. He heard my cry.
Yes, sir. You heard my cry. The Lord will listen to you.
I'm haste.
I'll haste.
Unto his throne. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to tell God, thank you. Thank you. I'm going to praise the Lord while I have a chance. Yes, I am. I promise you I am.
Thank you.
While I have a chance.
Thank you, Lord. Ooh,
Lordy.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. We'll pray that you're on your way. We pray that God has been pleased. I know I'm thankful for his manifestation of his Holy Spirit and how he has blessed us in this world today. It wasn't Rem Henry, but it was the Spirit of the Lord. In my own finite mind, I was going to read a scripture too and close it on. But God, he moved.
But my God.
Hallelujah. He moved in. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Tell him thank you. Give him all the glory.
And you know something real? You know something funny? You said that. You said you were going to do a verse or two and you were going to be gone. I used to have my auntie to sing this song. She got a song she sings. She says, my God, my God. He works that way. See, you had one intention, but God had another. So glad that we align ourselves up with God's word. That way when God moved in, we could allow him to do the work that he worked. And when God moved in this morning and Rev was able to move Rev out the way and let God get in the way, and we got fed
Lord.
This morning. Ooh, we got fed this morning. I am full.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm full.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank him. We truly thank him. Thank you. We thank all of you for your prayers. Well, truly, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And thank you for your praying. Thank you for turning aside and just coming out with us and sitting down and reasoning in this word with us. We thank God for you. We love you. Jesus' name. Praise God. We'll pray. And God say the same. We'll see you. Praise the Lord. Monday. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Father God in heaven, Father, we come and our hearts just overjoyed. Thank you, Father. First, we thank you, Father, for you and what you allowed once again. Thank you, hallelujah, for blessing our service and making it be what you would have it to be. Thank you for allowing us to surrender to your will and your way. Thank you for these minds of ours that you look into our hearts and you knew what was in the mind of our spirit. But Father, you came and you made a difference. We tell you thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for hearts that love you. Thank you, Lord. Just we tell you thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We just ever love you. We rejoice and so glad that you allowed us to be, hallelujah, that we're coming to what you have predestinated us to be. We thank you and we love you in Jesus Christ's name. We pray, Lord, and we just love you, love you, love you, and we thank you forevermore in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I had to stop for a moment. You know that song, Starfish? I like to share. Whenever God do something, I like to share. You know what? That song start playing. He let me know even the walls of Jericho could not stand against.
Could not stand.
Hallelujah. They couldn't stand. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
They couldn't stand.
Because why? Because victory. It belongs.
Victory belongs.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
I'm
going
to get back out,
yes.
out to him. But I just wanted to give him a put on my mind. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Stand against the king. spirit that it was tampered, it doesn't matter. Guess who the victory belongs to? Victory belongs.
Victory belongs to you. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him.
Really soft, demand, really soft.
Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him.
Crystal.
Mm-hmm.